You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are indeed in the first day of October. I want to send love and prayers to those of you who are battling breast cancer this morning and those of you who have completed treatment and on the way to recovery.
Yeah, such a serious disease that we all need to take a look at a little closer this month.
Go to kprs.com and get the woman, or there are men who are plagued with breast cancer as well. If there's someone in your life that you love who you feel should be honored, make sure you go to the website and put their name in the hat. We've got some really cool prizes that we're giving away every Friday on the show. So how was your evening?
It was very busy, you know, trying to gear up for another game for my Seminoles. So we had football practice. They've been working hard too. I really love the energy that my boys put out.
That's wonderful.
Came home and then watched Monday Night Football.
I forgot all about Monday Night Football last night. I don't know how it just totally escaped me. I watched this show on TLC called 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Fam, that's the best show on television right now.
Yeah, that don't sound like a good idea, which usually makes for good television.
Fam, it's so... I said to myself, you got to start going to church a little bit more because I don't have the faith that these people have in this television show.
I just want my baby.
They met people online, Brian, never saw them in person, and then moved all across. One girl moved to South Africa for a dude.
Yeah.
Another lady moved to India for a dude. Another chick moved to South Korea with her child for a dude.
Do it.
They even know these people.
Yeah, I can't do that. And that makes me often wonder, you know, did they get paid to do this or what?
Then the one that really befuddles me is this older lady who married this young, fit, fitness model looking type of dude. And she like 60 and he's 30. Hmm. And he really love her. That's what it appears.
He been getting gummed.
But he had a stack of his own money. Like, they showed a stack of his money that he had to pay for the wedding. So I said, wait a minute. So he not using her for money?
What are you talking about, honey?
Anyway, I could talk about this show all day, Brian. It's absolutely riveting.
She been putting it on him, boy. That vintage.
And every time she talks about their sex life, I literally vomit in my shoes.
What'd she say?
She calls it jiggy jiggy, and I hate it when she says that.
Oh, Lord.
I never talk about stuff on Twitter, but I went on Twitter and was like, please don't say it, jiggy jiggy lady.
18 to 80, blind, cripple, crazy. Everybody's liable to get it, baby.
Oh, my God.
You okay over there?
No.
Okay.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with the afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, you clear 77 at KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Brian, you've been waiting for this. You've been praying for this, and it is finally here. Mariah Carey has announced a limited engagement holiday tour in celebration of the 25th anniversary of her classic album, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
Tour kicks off December 7th in Atlantic City, making stops along the East Coast before wrapping December 15th at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Make my wish come true.
It did.
Hope she has her hot tea on deck.
Should be exciting.
Come true.
She's a legend in the game. I've never seen her. I may have to try to check one of the shows out. I'm so happy I made it a point to go see Prince when he was in concert before he passed. I never got a chance to see Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross. I never got a chance to see Michael Jackson.
I saw Mike.
You don't remember it.
I do remember. I remember a big old
Brian,
Pepsi
you were too.
Can. I remember a big Pepsi, Pepsi can outside Kemper Arena.
You were
when
two.
I went. I went though. I remember that part though. I don't remember the actual concert, but I do remember that.
Somebody told you it was a big old Pepsi can.
No, I remember that from my memory.
This story is about you too. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin officially are married again.
Congratulations, my doll.
And they said, "I do" again in front of 154 guests at the Somerset Chapel. Then guests were escorted to a cocktail hour at the Wilson Ballroom.
Ow.
A lot of glitz, glamour, romance, all that.
Ow.
Congratulations to my doll. Now come on now with some more R&B. We need that. Not
really?
The pop, the R&B.
We need that?
Yeah, we need that. You ain't hear, you don't know about Justin Bieber's R&B presence?
Nah, I could probably do without it.
Oh, man. Nah, man. You need that in your life. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. R. Kelly says he's having health issues while in jail. His lawyer filed legal documents which outline his alleged medical issues while in prison, which include numbness in one of his hands, anxiety, and an untreated hernia.
Yeah, he ain't gonna get no sympathy from a lot of people, Shay.
I think everybody's probably not feeling their best while they're inside.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I didn't know if that was appropriate.
Why? It's probably 100% accurate. Most people are not feeling their optimal self when they're behind them bars.
Yeah, and this is probably the first time really in his adult life where he's really had to go through anything like this.
He's not been restricted. He's been able to do and come and go as he pleases.
Yeah, so he ain't used to none of this.
Allegedly not all his companions, but he's been able to come and go as he pleases.
And that's that on that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
So my best friend, I took her somewhere and she owed me some gas money. So she going to tell me she lost it. So then it comes time for them to smoke and now all of a sudden she got money. So where's my gas money?
Did they short you?
Making me mad because I couldn't get it because I'm on papers, but they were smoking my weed with my gas money.
Well, you on paper, girl, so it ain't like you can do nothing to her. But as soon as, I mean, the minute you off them papers,
you
tell her,
I'm in there.
My money.
I get off the papers, but I need my gas money.
You mean gas as in petrol, or do you mean gas as in I'm smoking on that gas?
No, I mean gas as in 87 regular. I need that in my car. I got places to go.
All right, don't put your business out there, but somebody get beat up today. We know who it is.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Stay off the weed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
High school game of the week. Going into week 6. East versus Lincoln Prep. Sumner Academy versus Northeast. Southeast versus Central. J.C. Harmon versus Schlegel.
That Lincoln Prep game is special because they are opening their new football field.
It's beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in the lead, East versus Lincoln Prep.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at second, J.C. Harmon and Schlegel. Sumner, Northeast, third. And holding up the rear, Southeast versus Central. Get online. You can change it.
KPRS.com.
Middle schooler brought a gun to the building at Belton Middle on yesterday. Authorities say that a school resource officer was notified about 12:20 that a student brought the gun to school and hid it in the gym. They were able to find the gun and the 14-year-old was referred to the Cass County Juvenile Office. What does that mean? No, you don't get arrested for that?
Well, along with that, Shay, I just hope that there is some sort of counseling or something to get into that child's head to see what's going on.
Well, But you don't get arrested for bringing a...
I mean, I don't know.
I would assume that that would be an arrestable offense. Because if an adult came on the school property, I would assume that you're not supposed to bring guns. And I know for a fact that children are not allowed to carry firearms.
Right.
Well, police in Belton School District continue to investigate this morning. This is the reason why we definitely need to be talking more about gun education, gun control, a bunch of different things as it relates to weaponry.
Especially since the kids are watching, they know what's going on in the news. They see the headlines. And in this day and age, you know, are we really protecting our kids?
Do you remember the commercial back in the day? I learned it from you.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how young people respond if they're having conflict at school or if something is happening.
Right. Yeah.
The first thing that they think of is, let me get the hardware, instead of thinking, okay, how can we resolve it? If right. you're watching adults handle their business every day with guns,
and especially with kids, because they're not all the way developed yet.
This is true.
And you know, some adults aren't.
This is true.
Still developed, but we just gotta have better examples on how to do things, man. We really do.
It's unfortunate. You used to have havens in this society. That would be church, school, other public places. It's not havens anymore.
No.
You can go anywhere and something can happen at any given time. And I know what I believe about this, and all the rest of you believe what you will. I have the right to my own opinion about what I think the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have too much access to guns. It's just too many guns out here and too much access to them.
If anything,
you believe what you want.
If anything, common sense would say restricted access would mean that less people would be in those situations.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Former police officer Amber Geiger, she's on trial right now for the shooting of Botham Jean, a man in his own apartment eating ice cream, looking at football. She says she thought she entered her apartment, I guess became discombobulated, shot and killed this man in his own home. Yesterday, folks were up in arms because the judge on that case instructed the jury that they could use the Castle Doctrine in considering this case. And what the Castle Doctrine is, Brian, is if you're in your home or vehicle or other property, and if someone attempts to forcibly enter or remove an individual from the premises, you can use whatever force, including up to death, to stop them.
Wow.
Usually that would mean in defense of your property. So people are like, well, this wasn't her home. How can you use this law against a person who was in their home peaceably?
Right. That's what I'm confused on now.
The judge is a black woman, and folks are thinking that maybe she's trying to set something up so the ex-cop Amber Geiger will maybe get off some sort of way. Judge also ruled that jurors may consider manslaughter when sentencing Geiger.
You know,
the district attorney also said in his closing arguments on yesterday that Geiger was an intruder in Botham Jean's home and reminded the jury of such.
That's what it sounds like to me, Shay, to be honest with you. From all the stories that I've heard about this, from what you just described, how can it be anything other than that? with the evidence that has been presented to us.
They also released a bunch of explicit text messages between herself and her partner. He was actually the first person that she called after, well, she didn't call him. She texted him and told him, "I effed up."
Really?
Mm-hmm. So this is such a sad, sad, sad situation. The man just in his home, minding his business.
Can you imagine that? You just sitting in your crib, just chilling, minding your business. Somebody walks in or, you know, does whatever and shoots you.
I would be so very confused, first of all. I'm like, what are you doing in here? Like, and she was still in her officer's uniform. So that alone, like, why is the police just busting in my house like this? And I even have questions about whether or not the door was open, like she said, because that doesn't even make any sense. I don't know anybody who's in their home with their door open.
I don't either. Not in the city. That's more of a rural type of situation.
Is it? Even in 2019, people leave their doors open?
When I went to Northwest Missouri State, and they do that in the rural areas, at least in Missouri. I know they do.
Wow.
Yeah. But not in the city.
I would never consider. Well, first of all, flies get in. If you got your door open, she said it wasn't closed all the way. I mean, I just can't even imagine me in my pajamas eating ice cream with my door not closed.
Yeah, it's very odd, Shay. Yeah.
So we're nearing the end of this trial. They'll probably have a decision in, you know, days to come. If not today, tomorrow, or definitely this week.
We got Stacy Shaw with us this morning. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about changes to Missouri statutes about grandparents' rights. So if you're a grandparent, please make sure to tune back in at 7:35.
Now, it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Couple of thunderstorms later on. Right now, you're clear 77 in Grandview. Shay was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Journey Smollett Bell, actress and sister of Juicy Smooye.
Juicy.
Is 33 years old today. Member of Shalimar, and Tina in falsetto in his own right. Howard Hewitt is 64 years old.
I had that on deck. Hey.
Well, just give us a little in your best Howard Hewitt impersonation.
Gonna make this a night to remember. Get ready. Tonight.
Work on that. And former President Jimmy Carter is 95 years old today. The oldest living president in the United States.
Happy birthday to everybody born on October 1st.
So, rest in peace is in order for reggae star and actor Louis Rankin. He played Ox in the cult classic Belly.
You're coming to my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest rascal Jamaican in the United States of America.
Wow. Rest up.
I don't bring no scared business. Like
don't
that.
You ever bring scared business to me.
Yes. So he was in Toronto when a car crash happened, and unfortunately, he didn't make it. So Kanye West fans are still waiting for Jesus is King album.
Don't y'all just go to church?
He says that he's no longer going to be making secular music, that from now on, it'll be straight up gospel. And the Christian community has been up in arms about this, which I don't understand.
Why?
If you believe that Jesus can do anything, then Jesus can do anything. So if you believe that Jesus died for yet sinners such as yourself,
absolutely,
then he died for sinners such as Kanye West.
Yeah, but he need to come out and apologize.
Where in the Bible it say you got to apologize? It says proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. And so, that is what he has done.
So he doesn't need to apologize for saying slave was a choice?
I don't know. I'm not dealing with that point. I'm just dealing with Christians who are saying that he can't make gospel music. I don't agree with that.
Because they know that he's using this as a tool to get some money.
You don't know that. How do you know that?
Yeah, okay.
The only person, if you believe the Bible now, if you don't, then that's a different thing. But if you believe the Bible, you have to leave that up to God.
Okay.
He without sin, you cast the first stone. We don't know what is in that man's heart.
Okay. He's shown us what's in his heart.
Nobody can change. Again. You can't change.
You can change over time, but that's only been.
And trust me, I'm not
a
Kanye fan. But when you start talking about what people can and cannot do when it comes to God, I think that that's wrong for people to ever look at anybody else's walk. If you worried about the speck in my eye and there's a plank in yours, you worry about what you doing and let that other person do whatever. And if it's false, God'll deal with him.
I understand that.
And he can even take, even if it is his idea to put out a fake thing, God can turn that thing around and make it for his good.
He can.
And he'll wind up saving people with the message that he presented.
They have to, we got to hold these people to a standard though. That's just where I'm
at
with it. You got to.
We ain't create them.
So?
That's for God to do.
Okay. First off, the people did create Kanye West as he is today. If it wasn't for the people, he wouldn't be where he is.
But we got to decide what we believe, though. That's my thing. You got to believe it the whole way, Brian. You can't believe it half.
I do believe it the whole way, but we still got to hold his feet to the fire.
When it's convenient.
For these comments that he said about our people.
But that has nothing to do with whether or not he is trying to put out music to save people's soul. In my opinion, we got to believe it.
You really believe he trying to do that, Jay?
I don't know. That's my point. Man. That's not for me to judge. That's for God to judge. Okay. People could think something is one way and God will turn that whole thing around and make it for his glory. And if you don't believe that, then you don't believe the Bible.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Exceeding 60 days, and these one of these three things need to be satisfied first. The parents of the child have filed for a dissolution of their marriage. So this is only if the parents were previously married and they have gotten a divorce. And as a part of that, and as a part of that custody order, the parent, grandparent can intervene in that first dissolution action. And if they are denied the visitation for more than 60 days, they can file a motion to modify the original decree to seek visitation rights when that visitation has been denied to them. Number two, the parent of the child is deceased and the surviving parent denies reasonable visitation to the parent of the deceased parent of the child. So if your child has died and you're the grandparent and the surviving parent is saying that you, your grandchildren can't visit you, you also have the ability to seek grandparents' rights. And number three, the child has resided in the grandparents' home for at least 6 months within the 24-month period immediately preceding the filing of your petition. Now, this is really interesting because it does not give you leave to file a motion if the parents have never been married or if there is no current custody order in place if the child has not stayed with you for that six-month period. Since this is a new statute, there's going to be a lot of litigation that is further interpreting the statute. So if you have a question about grandparents' rights, please give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. My office is wearing black to remember the victims of senseless violence in Kansas City. We're asking for a complete peace on Tuesdays. So if you're at work, at home, at school, wherever you are, remember we are having complete peace on Tuesdays, and you can always join us in our protest against violence by wearing black. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you noticed my choice of ensemble today?
Is that purple?
Well, not the color, friend. It's workout clothes.
I did notice your hair. It's kind of different today.
What you notice?
Yeah, I mean, you look like you finna go do something.
Exactly. This is my reset challenge that I've set for myself for all of October. It's about fitness, faith, finances, and focus. So you're gonna see me going to the gym?
To do what?
Work out!
Oh, I'm gonna fix him.
Reading the word of God. Saving money.
Making that real money.
And focusing on what's important.
You gonna focus on me?
Okay. Boy, bye. I gotta do this now because I can't be trusted in November or December. That's when all the delicious food treats happen.
In October, too, they already got all that candy on sale.
I'm not really a big candy person. I like food. It's the truth. Like, I don't really care about candy like that, but a meal I'm here for.
Because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
It's not funny. Are you going to be supporting me? Do you want to join in?
I work out with my boys.
You do not be running with them kids.
How come I don't? I was running last night.
Running where?
One of my wide receivers trying to run a route, and I was acting like I was the cornerback.
How long was that running?
It was a play, which was, you know, amounts 20, to a 30 few
steps.
Seconds.
Yeah.
But I run with my boys.
I'm asking. You don't want
to...
So, as a friend,
I do enough there. So, I mean, that, you know, I don't know if I got enough, you know, for both.
So if y'all see me out there, that's what I'm doing. And hold your girl accountable. Hit me up on social media. Hey Shay Moore on Instagram, on Twitter. And
so that means you won't be visiting the new snack machine we got.
First of all, they want our credit card. So I wasn't going to be visiting the snack machine anyway. Let's talk about some boy bye.
It take money too. I tried to get some Reese's out there, but it.
Myron said it don't work.
It wouldn't take my dollar.
He said it don't work yet. But they not give my credit card information right now for those snacks.
Well,
I'm
especially
sorry.
In October, since you're gonna be, you know,
I am
doing
fitness,
your thing.
Faith, finances, and focus. But, that's what I'm doing.
But what you gonna do when November come?
Back to normal. I'm just...
And then what's the point? Oh, my God.
Well, it'll be a reset, so hopefully it'll be a changed existence because I would have had 31 days to change my mind on things. So we never know what will be on the other side of that thing.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
My ex and I had a child together, and he has not been in her life since she was 4 months old, but my fiance has been in her life since she was 6 months old. And since then, we have faced extreme struggles. He has seen me at my absolute lowest, and I feel like I was really, really low because of my ex. And now we just bought our first home. Our kids are going to school, and we're getting married in December. So, my ex.
Whoa.
Congratulations on the new marriage that's coming
Thank
up.
Thank you. He's a wonderful man, and I'm truly blessed. My kids are blessed.
See, she ain't waste no time, fam. She got back on that new horse in
she did,
know, 6 months. She said, look.
I don't do very good alone. That's just it. Like, my mom was a single mom, and, you know, mad props to her. But no, I'm not one of those single parents. I just can't do it by myself. I need that companionship.
Just make sure you put all them pictures up on Instagram and Facebook so he can really look at it and drool over you.
Oh, he just got served with child support the other day, too. So he's waiting on that. Because plus, I mean, like I said, he hasn't been there for her since she was 4 months old. He already has a 5-month old now.
Dang. erase, replace, embrace, new face. I see you, girl.
Exactly.
Do your thing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with a couple of afternoon thunderstorms on the way. Right now, you are sunny and 78 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Clueless star Stacey Dash was arrested for domestic violence at her Florida home.
Damn!
On Sunday.
Wow.
Reportedly, she attacked her new husband, Jeffrey Marty, who is a Trump supporter. Police were called to the home at about 7:45 on Sunday. Dash allegedly pushed, slapped, and scratched him, and police found marks on his arm.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, I've been assaulted by my husband.
Tell me exactly what happened.
We were all arguing. I asked his daughter to get out of my face because she was in my face. I pushed her back. He put me into a chokehold. No? Do you want to see the marks on my neck?
Just one moment. I need you to stop engaging with him, ma'am.
Okay.
When did this happen?
Just now.
Wow. That's serious.
She's the one who called the police, but she was the one that wound up getting arrested. They said because they found marks on him and not on her.
They was probably talking about that impeachment.
Mm. So they got married in a secret ceremony last year.
Just got married?
Dash's fourth marriage. Yeah.
Hey. Ooh, who's the common denominator in that?
Hey. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Nah, but I'm not finna sit here and joke about domestic violence. That's, you know, if she was the instigator in that, and she, you know, should pay whatever the cost is for that.
As a matter of fact, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're gonna have folks on the show throughout the month talking about how to detect the signs and how to get out if you're faced with the situation. It does affect men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Nas X says he used to pray being gay was just a phase for him.
Yeah,
I think I am.
Definitely. I knew. Especially like around my teenage years, I would just pray and pray and pray. And
what were you praying for?
That it was like a phase.
Full interview airs today, actually, on CBS This Morning with Gayle King.
Well, Gayle's getting up there with Oprah, ain't she?
Gayle been out here in these streets. That's how they met, both working in television news.
Damn, she really getting it though.
Go ahead. So OT Genesis and Malika Hawk, is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know who that young lady is.
She's friends with the Kardashian chicks. She's the friend.
Boy,
and her, and
everybody.
They got twins.
Boy, look.
Isn't she a twin?
I don't know. They trying to get on that gravy train though.
OT Genesis is a gravy train?
No. I'm talking about the Kardashian. Like, you want to be linked up. Sometimes you want to be linked up with them.
Well, they've been friends for years. I think that these ladies are the ladies, if I got it right, these are the ladies that are on the show since day one. And she wrote on social media, quote, "I listened to my heart and I've decided that the rest of my life will be the best of my life. I'm pregnant. I didn't know when. I just knew one day. God said it's my turn. And yeah! I couldn't be more grateful for the little spirit that grows inside of me. I am yours, baby, and you are mine.
And make love good.
One day I'm going to make a post like that."
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't see me as a mother?
I pray for that child.
What you mean?
That future child.
What could you possibly mean by that?
I pray for it.
I'm the role model of the year I have, you know.
Listen, that's almost up.
No, it is not. The year is not over, fam. I don't know what you speak of, baby boy.
Because you ain't lived up to that in 2019.
Yes, I have. You know how many schools I have spoken at? I wanted to be Simone right there. Just don't worry about it.
I'm going
to
cuss you out, Brian.
See, why you always got to be,
What?
You just want.
That's you.
You know what, fam?
That's you. You did that.
You know what?
What?
All right.
We got Why You Mad, though, coming up at 8:38.
This is a hat, you bastard.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.